From CNN, I'm Faz Jamil with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, November 7th. 114 foreign nationals have been evacuated from Gaza today, arriving in Egypt through the Rafah crossing. That's according to an Egyptian border official who says four wounded Palestinians also arrived for treatment. It comes as the Israeli military says it's taking control of a Hamas military stronghold in northern Gaza. There are growing calls for an immediate ceasefire coming from more than a dozen UN agencies and major aid organizations. But in an interview with ABC News, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that won't happen until all the hostages have been released. Netanyahu also claimed Israel will have the, quote, overall security responsibility for an indefinite period in Gaza once the war ends. But CNN's Jim Sciutto says those comments raise a handful of unanswered questions.
It's not clear exactly how they would maintain security. Is that an Israeli force on the ground inside Gaza in numbers? For what length of time? You've had other ideas floated. Secretary Blinken and others have at least floated the idea of an international presence over time, but even that has not been defined by who would take part, in what way, and for what length of time.
It's polling day in Virginia and Kentucky, and while many of you who don't live there might not be massively interested in state elections happening a year before a presidential contest, the results from today could tell us a lot about how 2024 is going to play out. CNN's Jessica Dean is in Virginia.
So just to give you a couple of examples, back in 2019, Democrats flipped both the House and the Senate here in Virginia. Then, of course, in 2020, Joe Biden won nationally. He also won Virginia by 10 points. Then in 2021, Republicans, they took back the House here in Virginia. In 2022, Republicans took back the House of Representatives in Congress in Washington, D.C. So that is why we like to keep our eye on Virginia.
The Supreme Court is revisiting its ruling on gun laws later this morning. A year ago, the court expanded gun rights nationwide, establishing that firearm rules must be consistent with the nation's, quote, historical tradition. Today's case will look at a section of federal law that bars people under a domestic violence restraining order from owning a firearm. And the Supreme Court's ultimate decision could impact almost every type of gun control law. A second former Chicago Blackhawks player has accused the team's ex-video coach of sexual assault. The unnamed player has filed a lawsuit against the team. He's accused them of overlooking his complaints that Brad Aldrich assaulted him in the lead-up to the 2010 Stanley Cup Finals. The player's attorneys say he was inspired by Kyle Beach, who sued the team in 2021 over how it handled similar allegations he made against Aldrich around the same time. The suit filed this week says the Blackhawks put the team's success ahead of the welfare of its players and, quote, provided cover to a sexual predator on its coaching staff who groomed, harassed, threatened, and assaulted the player in question. CNN has reached out to Aldrich for a comment. The Blackhawks declined to comment on the suit and said they took allegations seriously and launched an investigation 2 years ago. Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos are facing a culling. That's next. Colombia's so-called cocaine hippos are facing a culling by the government to protect the environment. Now, the only reason there are hippos in South America is because of Pablo Escobar, who brought them along with other exotic animals from Africa while he was operating his drug cartel. The Colombian government says the original four have now expanded to a herd of 169 hippos, and as they have no natural predators, they could reach 1,000 by the next decade. The government says measures like sterilization, relocation, and, quote, ethical euthanasia must be taken to protect the local water, animals, and agriculture. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.